With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump stopped in the battleground state of Michigan Thursday, saying if elected, he would require insurance companies or the government to pay for the cost of IVF, in vitro fertilization.
Under the Trump administration, your government will pay for, or your insurance company will be mandated to pay for, all costs associated with IVF treatment, fertilization for women. IVF treatment. Because we want more babies, to put it very nicely.
Speaking in Potterville, Michigan, the former president also said Kamala Harris's electric vehicle mandates would kill the auto industry. Trump said he's for electric cars, but there needs to be a healthy balance with gas cars as well. Also at SRNnews.com, ABC announces the ground rules for the upcoming presidential debate.
Next month's debate between Vice President Harris and former President Trump won't have an audience, live microphones when candidates aren't speaking, or written notes. The parameters now in place for the September 10 debate in Philadelphia are essentially the same as they were for the June debate between Trump and President Biden. According to ABC News, the candidates will stand behind lecterns, will not make opening statements, and will not be allowed to bring notes during the 90-minute debate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ford Motor Company is putting the brakes on DEI. It's the latest high-profile U.S. company to make such a move. They say they'll no longer be taking part in the annual Queer Trans-focused Corporate Equality Index. Recently, other companies like Lowe's, Harley-Davidson, and Tractor Supply all said they would also stop or cut back on certain DEI efforts. This is SRN News. Missionaries are gathering in Africa.
The Global Church Network is holding a summit in Kampala, Uganda this week to finalize plans for spreading the gospel to all parts of East Africa by the end of this decade. GCN President James Davis says, quote, God is opening incredible doors for synergistic ministry through faithful missionaries, evangelists, and pastors. The gospel has been spreading widely in Africa in recent decades despite growing persecution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Georgia Senate committee is starting a new push by Republicans in the state to ban males from taking part in women's sports. Senators heard testimony this week from five former college swimmers who are suing the NCAA and Georgia Tech over a man's participation in the 2022 NCAA Women's Championships. 2 years ago, lawmakers approved a measure that lets Georgia High School Association regulate so-called transgender participation in sports. This is SRN News. The House Oversight Committee is investigating the Transportation Security Administration for alleged retaliation against whistleblowers.
Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has opened a probe into allegations the TSA targeted whistleblowers who exposed fraud and abuse. One such case involves a federal air marshal whistleblower who claims his wife was improperly labeled a domestic terrorist just for attending President Trump's speech on the National Mall on January 6th of 2021. He also notes the case of former Representative Tulsi Gabbard. The former Democrat says she was recently placed on the terrorist watch list for supporting Donald Trump and criticizing Kamala Harris. Bob Agnew reporting.
A new Labor Day survey reveals 74% of Americans think inflation is erasing their hard work. According to WalletHub, 2 in 3 Americans say that inflation is also affecting their Labor Day plans. More details at srnnews.com.